Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Our Fair City is proudly supported by Simplecast. Simplecast makes podcasting easy, affordable, and downright friendly. Use the promo code Chicago to get 50% off your first 3 months.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from Our Fair City's glorious history. So listen and remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
Switchblades Cobalt is the name of no policy registered in the Heart Life record. This is not simply because Switchblades Cobalt is an unapproved alias. When Tower Watch arrived at the laboratory of Dr. Caligari, they found that she had defied the corporation and eliminated the ants. They found Switchblades Cobalt frozen. Her assignment failed. Her fate, the cube. During the ensuing fracas, she slipped her disciplinary custodians and headed for the only place she thought she might be safe, the grave outdoors. She disappeared. Switchblades Cobalt is no one. She is nothing. She is self-exile. Listen now as Switchblades Cobalt, street chemist, finds herself in a desolate place with no streets and certainly no chemistry.
And they said there was nothing beautiful out here. Oh, but just look at ya! Oh. Oh. You and me, mini people mover, we're going to China. This gives no meaning to dead disposal driver. Shift's over, pal. It's just a few broken ribs. Don't think about it now. Come on. Can't take a street safe beatdown like I used to. Oh, if I ever see Caligari again, I'll make stitches out of her goddamn skin. Now, let's get out of here. Oh, you will go. Come on! I will not die out here because of a failed engine. I was making my own engines out of grease recyclers by the time I was 7. Repairs. barehanded. Easy. Unless there's no engine. I ain't gonna die out here. I ain't gonna die out here. Oh, what the sound is? All right, you giant long-eared monster. Take one more hop toward me and my boat! Let go! Let go! I said let go!
Hey, Dora.
Yes?
What'd you say comes out of them pods again?
Bees.
You ever heard of them sprouting a tore-up scientist?
Dear listener, perhaps you've hazarded a guess as to Switchblade's Cobalt's mysterious rescuers. Let us adjust our feed to Ancillary Habitation Unit Tau, the assigned domicile of one Theodora Thoreau Roosevelt.
Easy there, sciences. Looking for this?
Yeah. Sentimental value. Please?
You tried to stab me through the windpipe while I changed your leg bandage. What kind of scientist goes around stabbing folks?
A scientist who's been stabbed herself one too many times! Come on, mister. That knife belonged to my mother. It's all I have left.
Oh, all right. Now, where were you trying to go with my truck?
Your truck? Amigo, the driver of that wreck, didn't look like he'd be driving anywhere soon.
Milk?
Human milk?
Gross, no. Mushroom milk. No funny biz, see? That stiff in the truck was bait. Rabbit bait. Me and Emerson were trying to catch him for something, studying. Right, boy?
What happened to that mole? Is it diseased?
Mole? Oh, this is Emerson. He's just a friendly giant wolf doggy. Won't eat ya. Unless, of course, you're some kind of pirate and no good thieving tower loving traitor.
Not me, Pops. Just a renegade scientist, like you said.
Seems we've got a lot of those lately. Make yourself cozy, then. I'll bring in Dora to have a look at you.
It's sort of a relief to know that there are idiots no matter where you go. Come near me, dog beast, and I'll wear you as a hat. Understand? Oh. Oh, and amoxicillin. And they said there was nothing beautiful out here.
She seems a bit dozy. Probably shouldn't jostle her too much.
Hello, new friend. Look who is conscious.
Oh, okay.
My name's Theodora Thoreau Roosevelt. You may call me Dora.
Switchblades Cobalt. Nice to meet you.
Switchblades? How unique. Laboratory coat was terribly ripped, but you're in the science division, yes? Quick exam. Arms up. Open wide. Foot. You're healing well. You had injuries consisting of broken ribs and a fractured arm. Do you recall sneezing? Do you recall being walloped by a rabbit?
I don't know what a rabbit is, but I do know Hot Life ain't got one. That was a wolf, lady.
Wolf? Oh, no, no, no. I tasted the paw prints myself. In the old days, that animal was called Lagomorpha leporidae, or rabbit. One of the 30 species I've rediscovered on my travels.
30? This ain't exactly Cenozoic Park. 11 species, max. Everyone knows that. 12, if you want to count your doggo.
Oh, Switchblades. May I call you Switchy?
Sure.
Switchy, there are ever so many more than 11!
Bladderwrack, Oganori, Giant Kel...
Goggling Fern, Tremble Bog, Mosquito, Raccoon, this is fun! Oh, I know!
Not the chalkboard.
To the chalkboard! Simon left me this as a gift when he was trying to woo me.
I wasn't trying to woo anybody. I wasn't trying to woo you.
Once a guy named Eight Finger Ed tried to give me a gold necklace for a date.
Did he now? What an unusual mating ritual. Did it work?
Melted the gold for conductors, and he's called Seven Finger Ed now. What do you think?
If you ladies are done, why don't you show her the darn charts?
Indeed I shall. This is the introductory chart to Theodore Thoreau Roosevelt's Branches, A Study of the Tundra. Here is rabbit. Difficult to observe. I believe it's an herbivore based on a distant peek at its dentition. Simon insisted that we leave out meat, just to be sure, and magazines with nude human females.
We don't know what it likes.
He probably just had them in his truck.
We don't know what it likes!
So, you're researchers.
Naturalists. Research implies vials and electricity and...
And blood sport.
And beakers and tiny fires and...
And longing to bring forth the hungry undead.
Speaking of hungry...
Oh, Simon, let's show her.
Dora, what if she's a spy?
Switchy, are you a spy? Nope.
Okay, then a lab deserter.
Even better. Lean on me, Switchy. We want to show you something. This is our nursery. Whoa. I told you there were more than 11 species.
It's warm. You're using the mini people mover engine.
Indeed. Look here, look here. These are berries. This is stonewort. And this here, in the middle, is one of my best friends, Alan. Isn't he cute? Who's an adorable carnivorous needly friend? Isn't you?
Quit poking at the engine.
A diesel engine is fine, but you could be harnessing solar energy. You could make this more efficient. I could make this more efficient.
Simon, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Almost never am.
I can be your lab partner, Dora.
This is wonderful.
I guess.
Don't worry, Simon. I always get results. Dora. Simon?
Logan. Logan. Gotta kill him. Bash him in the head. Logan. Logan. Gotta kill him. Bash him in the head.
Oh. This ought to get me back into Valentine's good graces.
Switchy?
Dora?
Are you going for a walk?
Come step closer and I'll show you how I got my name. Or if you call me Switchy again. Not too picky.
You left something. You didn't take any canned provisions. And here, your lab coat. I sewed up all the rips and added a warmer lining.
Pitiful.
Beg your pardon?
I'd have thought you tower huggers would have been stronger than the weaklings inside. More resilient. And maybe a little smarter. Pitiful.
Kindness does not make one unintelligent.
Oh, Dory. We don't need to pretend otherwise. Is that what you say to the woman who's stealing your food and medicine? Is that what you've observed out here in the wild?
Humans can be animals, but we don't have to be. We can trust each other. I trust you.
Close your eyes, Dora. Good.
Humans don't have to be animals, and we don't have to be policies either. We are like dogs. Dogs can be wild and vicious, but they know friendship too.
Would a friend slit your throat?
No, that's why you won't do it.
Aren't you tough?
All your life, you looked for equals. You craved accomplishment. That's what policies do. Always trying to go up and up.
Dora!
Silly.
Get away from her!
But you're not a policy, Switchblades. You're a human. Painfully so.
Don't come any closer!
I see you, not for your science, simply for you. I'm going home now.
Wait! I said wait!
Yes?
I'm coming with you.
Oh?
You're in my gang, though. I don't take charity or internships. But leading a science operation? That I do.
Whatever you say.
Good.
Dora, are you all right? I got it. We're doing a pincer. You grab her arms and I'll brain her.
No need. Everything's fine, Simon. We are simply working on the dynamics of our pack.
That's right, Simon. Be a dear and carry these for me, would you? Oh, and Simon, from now on, I get top bunk.
I saw the remains of Ancillary Habitation Unit Tau, listeners. I walked past the shivering curtains, the upturned wheelbarrows, the empty doorframe, whatever renegade science these former policies attempted to plant, they surely reaped disaster. We shall follow their doomed operation to the very end as the story of our fair city continues.
Loyal Policies, this is HeartLife executive producer Jeffrey Gardner. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Our Fair City. If you haven't already, take a moment and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or whatever podcasting platform you listen to us on. That helps us stay on the charts where new Loyal Policies can find us. If you are as excited about the world of HeartLife as we are and want to hear more, please consider becoming a monthly donor on Patreon at patreon.com/heartlifenfp. There you can find patron-exclusive content like scripts for Andrew Snidge's audio drama, Adventures in Science, character-themed playlists, and more. Thank you all so much for your support and for listening. And as always, we'll see you in the tunnels.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.